I know. We're early.
So who's here? Mayor Finkelstein is here. Mayor, how do you pronounce your name?
Averson
is here. Who else is here? Lanner.
Yeah. Moshe.
Is the name on the list? What's that?
Ruby Stern.
Stern. Ruby Stern. Okay. This fellow's name is Nady. Nady is here. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Shai Weinstein.
Shai Weinstein. Is the name on the list here? Probably on some list. Weinstein. Shai Weinstein. Okay, we got it.
Ellie Morrell. Alex, maybe it says.
Alex, I got it. Ellie Morrell. Okay, who else?
Danielle Ginsberg.
Ginsberg. Somewhere.
They all look in.
Danielle Ginsberg, big letters. Okay.
Rosenfeld.
Jacob Rosenfeld. Okay.
Michael Fagan.
Michael Fagan. Okay. That's it.
Rabinovich.
I think I'm in REITs officially, so...
You made what?
I'm in the Smicha program now.
Oh, you're on this list. Oh, this is the Smicha students. Okay. Okay. Who else is here? Mordechai Javahari is here.
Baruch Kelman.
Baruch Leiv. Okay. Your name is?
Natano Musket.
Musket. Sounds familiar. Natano Musket. No, his father was in Mashiach. I think, no? Your father?
My father, yeah.
Yes. Natano Musket. Shai. Rosenzweig. Somewhere. Moshe Rosenzweig. Okay. So some of the students are here. Okay. Okay, the plan is that we will try to complete the first parak. We left out a little bit. Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And then we left out Mechamisha Tamim, Mechamisha Muadim till the Mishnah on Tezayin, from Tezvavim Beis to Tezayin Beis. Okay. So we'll complete the first parak now, Belinada, leaving out those two blot gemar. Then we'll do Chazar starting from Tezvavim Beis. Okay. And then we'll have a Bechina. Good. So the Gemara has on the last line on Tezayin on the base, Luchavet Oslav and Moso. This is speaking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Rashi quotes. He's just saying over what it says in Dibra Yom. The Pesuk is speaking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Malam Shoshiv Yishiv Al Kibbut. That's considered a big kavod. To dedicate the learning in memory of an iftar is considered a big kavod. What do you mean, Al Kivro? They had the base medrash Mamish next to the kever. So Tezayin says, no, that means Chutz L'dal Ramas. Doesn't necessarily mean Al Kivro. Doesn't have to be even around the block. It can be a different continent also. Someone dies in Eretz Yisrael, so you give a shir here in America. It's also called the Hoshiva Yeshiva Al Kivra. You mechaber the person by saying over Torah. So then the Gemara has three versions. How long did this take place? Chad Amar Shlosha, Chad Amar Shiva, Chad Amar Ve'amri Lo Shloshim. The three, we know there are three different degrees in Avelis, the Shiva, the Shloshim, and there's Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh is only when a parent dies, Aviv Alimai. And the reason why they added on Yud Beis Chodesh after the Shiva, after the Shloshim, is Mishum Kibir Aviyem. That's a Shaila. What does it mean? It means that the observance of the Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh is considered a form of Kibir Aviyem. That's what it means. Maybe what it means is that what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh is that there was an Indian of Kibbut Aviyem, but they introduced it as Avelus, not as Kibbut Aviyem. So the Ramon Yerudei says that since it's Kibbut Aviyem, Therefore, the parents can be meichel. My father used to teach here in the yeshiva. He used to teach al chazavelos every couple of years. So he used to tell me for years, every 2 or 3 years, he told me he's meichel on the Yud Beis Chodesh. It didn't help me. What am I going to go to a wedding? I'm going to tell everybody my father was meichel on the Yud Beis Chodesh. But once I used it, they asked me to participate in a bris. I was in avelos Yud Beis Chodesh. It says you can only participate in the suda of the bris if you're the sandik. So I said, if you make me the sandik, I can attend the bris. So the guy from the neighborhood says he can't because he's the father of the girl who had the baby. The father of the boy is going to be the sandik. So he can't make me the sandik. But he wanted me to speak, so I came and I spoke. And the first thing I explained was, how do I have the right to attend the bris? Because my father was meichel on Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, so it says in the Ramah like that the parents can be meichel. Sounds from the Ramah, they can't be meichel on Shiva and Shloshim, but they can be meichel on Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yud Beis Chodesh is only Mishum Kibur Aviyim. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there, in the Chidushim, on the bottom printed on the bottom of the page, in the big Yerudeya, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that there is a machlokes in the Rishonim regarding the side of Chiyav Avelos. Avelos is based on Kavod Abrius. So there's a machlekes, is it Kavod Abrius to the Nifter, or is it Kavod Abrius to human beings in general? If it's Kavod Abrius to the Nifter, then the Nifter is a balabas to be meichel on his Kavod. But if it's Kavod Abrius in general, Kavod for human beings in general, then the Nifter is not a balabas to be meichel. So the Rabbi Kivegas says that based on some other sif in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's Kavod to the Nifter. So really, the Nifter can be meichel on the Shiva and the Shloshim also, not just on the Yud Beis Chodesh. So he doesn't understand why the Ramah only writes it by the Yud Beis Chodesh that you can be meichel. Yeah. Question is, that's the Ramah seems to have understood that the whole Yud Beis Chodesh is only Mishum Kibur Aviyim. Shiva and Shloshim is Avelus, and Yud Beis Chodesh is not Avelus. That's not the generally accepted opinion. The Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia that was written in the 1700s by one of the Sfardim from Italy, I think. No? Yad Malachi was from Italy, I think. He was the Chido, corresponded with him. So the Chido also lived in Italy a lot. So the Yad Malachi is a likud, it's an encyclopedia, it's a likud from Achraim. So he says regarding Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh, just like we say Halachak Devar Mekel Ba'Ovel and Avelos Shiva and Shloshim, you say the same in Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh. You don't say that it's a din of Kibur Aviyim and Sveika L'chumr. No. Kibur Aviyim is what motivated the Chacham to introduce the longer period of Avelos, and it's B'Toras Avelos, not B'Toras Kibur Aviyim. So in Avelos, whatever, there's any Sofik Kolderu in Avelos, so you say Sofik Avelos Lekula, Loch Kedebra Mekel Ba'ov. That's why it's problematic. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that everybody, all the other hundreds of tshuvas people don't know, but this one everybody knows, that if the husband is being honored in the annual shul dinner, or whatever, the husband is being honored at some function, and the wife is in Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh, so there's a conflict over here. If the wife is not going to attend the function where they're honoring her husband, it looks as if they don't live in peace and harmony, as if they don't have shalom bais. The wife lives here with the husband. How come she didn't show up? So the reason why she didn't show up because she's in Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh. So Moshe says that the din is, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara, Ishim of Yavitiro. What is a ish? The mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Kibur Aviyim and a mitzvah of Mor Aviyim. So the din is Kibur Aviyim, Mor Aviyim applies equally to the men and to the women. So how come it says ish? So that's a Rashi quotes from the Gemara. It's not equal. It's not exactly equal. Ish sipik biyodo. A man has the ability to observe the whole Kibur Aviyim. The wife doesn't always have the ability to observe fully Kibur Aviyim, because sometimes the Kibur Aviyim is going to be in conflict with the Kvod HaBaal. The wife, once she gets married, is mechuyev to assist her husband. She has to raise the children. She has to cook the food. She has to take care of the laundry. So if her parents need some help, so she's going to leave the husband, and she's going to leave the children. She's going to go, let's say the children live in New Jersey and the parents live in New York. So the wife is going to leave the children and leave the husband. The husband's going to make his own supper, and she's not going to raise him. She has to go help out her parents. So this, whenever there's a conflict between Kibbut Aviyim and Kvod HaBaal being meshubit to take care of the needs of the husband, of the family, so Kvod HaBaal takes precedence. It means if there's a din on the husband also, there's a din of kavod of his in-laws. So he also has a din of kavod to the in-laws. But what it means is if it's unreasonable. Whenever the Kibbut Aviyim is unreasonable, let's say the children got married and they live in California, and the mother calls up on the phone, could somebody come from California to help me cook for Shabbos? That's unreasonable. What do you mean? The children from California should fly back to New York to help the mother cook for Shabbos? Get the next door neighbor to help you to cook. You don't travel if you leave around the corner. Okay, so the mother calls up the daughter, can you please help me cook for Shabbos? I don't feel well or something. It's unreasonable. So you really learn from the pasuk Ish, Ish v'leisha. It's not really a word that when there's a conflict between Kibbut Aviyim and Kvod HaBaal, that the Kvod HaBaal beats out Kibbut Aviyim. The pashtus is, if it's unreasonable, a married woman has to take care of her children, has to help her husband out in the business and the home and everything. So she's going to go help out her parents. It's unreasonable that she should do Kibbut Aviyim if it's in conflict with the Kvod HaBaal, with the other Shibudim. Whatever, it's unreasonable, so there's no din of Kibbut Aviyim. That's what really what you learn from that pasuk. So Moshe has this difficult tshuva. So he says, you learn from the pasuk that Ish v'lo Isha, that whenever there's a conflict between Kibbut Aviyim and Kvod HaBaal, so Kvod HaBaal takes precedence. So that's what they say. The husband thinks the apartment looks fine. So the wife says, no, we have to paint the apartment. We need a new painting. We need new furniture. So the husband says, we need new furniture. Oh! So the wife is allowed to violate the dinim of Avelus because she's meshubah to the husband. The husband doesn't even know that there is anything. He doesn't even notice that there's anything wrong with the apartment. But that's, everybody says, based on Rav Moshe. Since the husband wants the new furniture, the husband wants husband couldn't care less. The husband doesn't even know that they're painting the apartment. It's just that it's inconvenient for him. He realizes it. They're painting the apartment. So everybody abuses that tshuva of Rav Moshe. It's a difficult tshuva. That he takes it as if that's the drosha ish v'lo isha, that whenever there's a conflict between kibud av, it's the avelus yid bez chodesh is not the kibud av. The pashtas kibud av is the reason, the motivation why the chachamim introduced avelus yid bez chodesh, but it's b'toris avelus, not b'toris kibud av. That's why you say alochik devam meka ba'ovel even on avelus yid bez chodesh. I think that is accepted, what the Yad Malachi said. That is the accepted opinion. Anyway, there are three levels of Avelus. The Gemara has Shloisha. There are really four levels of Avelus. Shloisha. What's different? The first, Shiva. We know Shiva is more intense, and Shloisha is a little less, and Yubeschot is a little less. What is Shloisha? So the Gemara has different dinim, where the first 3 days of the Shiva are more chomer than the last 4 days of Shiva. So the Moshel, if Yontav comes in the middle of Shiva, so Yontav cancels the Shiva. So the opinion in the Mishnah, we don't pass on like the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the third parak in Ma'ikot, in the Elam Megachin. Mishnah says, Akaras Meso Shloshi Elam Kodim L'Regam. If he already observed the first 3 days of Shiva, so then you say, Abelus, then you say that the Yontav cancels the rest of the Shiva. But if he only observed the first day or the second day, first 2 days, then Yontav doesn't cancel the rest of the Shiva. So we don't pass on like the Mishnah. We pass on like the other Tanaim who disagree with the Mishnah, that even Afilu Yamecher, Afilu Shachas, as long as the Kvura took place a little while before Yontav, and they were knowing a little Avelis, they took off their shoes. So that's enough for Yontav to cancel. There's even a Tshuva in the Netziv. He has a discussion, Rav Soloveitchik dedicated a whole Yortzeit Rosha to this topic. What's the din? A woman ben shlicht for Yontav. He used to ben shlicht in Europe half an hour before the Shkia. Rav Soloveitchik said where he came from, the Easter ben shlicht on Erev Yom Kippur 60 minutes before, an hour before the Shkia, and on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontav 30 minutes before the Shkia. Samach, whenever there's a din of Samach and Mincha, Samach is always 30 minutes, the Rashbam writes on Perek Arvei Pesachim. Samach means 30 minutes before. So Samach le Shabbos, there's an inyan of Tosefta Shabbos, some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, And Beitza and Daf Lamed writes, Tosfos writes down Beitza and Daf Lamed, you see from the Gemara that there's a minimum amount of time that you're supposed to be Mosif Mechoil of HaKadosh. You see from the Gemara like that, but Tosfos says they can't figure out how much time it is. But you see from the Gemara, it's not just a moment, not just a half a minute. It has to be some minimum, some significant amount of time, a minimum amount of time. But Tosfos says they don't know what the Shir is. On that Tosfos, we have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Beitz on Daf Lamed Amaral, the Achrenim quoted. He says he thinks that it's a half an hour. Half an hour is always the Zman of Samach. They have other dinim derisa that depend on Samach. So the Netziv has a tshuva, Maaseh Shohei, the woman ben Shlicht 30 minutes before the Shkia on Erev Yontif. And then after she ben Shlicht, she was Mekabel Tosefes Yontif. Then she receives a telegram that one of her parents died. So she doesn't want to sit Shiva after Yontif. So she quickly, after she already benches Licht, she already is Mekabel Tosefes Yontif. She takes off her shoes to observe Avelus Mimikza so that Yontif will cancel the rest of the Shiva. She has a whole tshuva. Is that legitimate or not? Because she was already Mekabel Yontif. Let's say it will already be Yontif. It will already be Yontif already entered. The middle of Yontif. Someone dies middle of Yontif. So you can't, does not, if you take off your shoes. You're not supposed to be Noeg Avelus on Yontif. So what is it? Here it says, man of Tosefes, she was Moshe Mechol Al HaKadosh half an hour before. So the Netziv has a whole discussion. Ram Soloveitchik dedicated a whole Yortzeit Rosh to that topic, to that discussion of the Netziv. So we paskin Afilu Shoachas, Afilu Yamecha, Afilu Shoachas, Yontif cancels the Shiva, but there was a Tana who says Shloshe Yamim. So after that Mishnah, the Gemara says, but the Radinim that do depend on Shloshe Yamim. The Gemara has someone greets the Ovel. Ovel is also B'Shelo Shalom. Means you're not allowed to greet the Ovel to say Shalom to him because he's not Shari B'Shalom. The Ovel is permitted to greet other people who are not in Avelis because they are B'Shalom. But the Ovel is not in a state of Shalom. So you're not allowed to greet the Ovel. So the Gemara says, but what if someone greets the Ovel in the first 3 days of Shiva? Today the Ovel doesn't have the minion in his home and he goes to Shul in order to say Kaddish. Goes to Shul, someone says, Shalom Aleichem, I haven't seen you in the longest time. So he should be allowed to respond because the other person is greeting him who does not that he's in Avelus. The other person is not in Avelus. So the Gemara says, the first 3 days, the Ovel should say, I'm in Avelus, I'm not allowed to greet you. And the last 4 days, he doesn't have to tell him that. Last 4 days, the other person is not Shori B'Avelus. So the Ovel is allowed to greet him. So that's one difference. Then the Gemara has, Ovel is also B'Malocha. Ovel also B'Asiyas Malocha. So the first 3 days of the Shiva, Afilu Ani Hamas Parnas Ben Atzdoka, also, he's not allowed to do Malocha at all, even though he needs to, he's not going to do any Malocha, he's going to live off of charity. That's the din. The last 4 days, there's a Kula. If the alternative is going to be, he's not going to do any work, going to have to be mispanis ben hatzdaka, then we allow oni ve'ein la'mayochal, so we allow him to do malacha bebeisa betzina in the last 4 days. Then the Gemara has another din. Ava losa lotzes mepesach beisa. Ava during shiva not allowed to leave his home. What if he wants to go? He's not going to go to the movies to see what's doing. Not going to go window shopping to see what they're selling or what's showing in the movies or what's doing the end of December. It's always interesting to see what's going on downtown, to see Santa Claus and to see all the lights and all the trimmings and everything that's going on. So that's Ovelotzes Mepesach Beis. But if the Ovel wants to go to Shul to daven, he has no minyan at home. So many assume that that is permissible. So what if the Ovel wants to go to be Menachem Ovel in the Beis HaOvel? So the Gemara has a brisa. The first 3 days, Eino Yetzim Mepesach Beiso. Even to go to a Beis HaOvel, he's not allowed to go. But the last 4 days, to go to another Beis HaOvel, that is mutar. So Halacha Lamaisa, there are differences between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. The difference that the Mishnah has, that Yontif cancels Shiva, only if he already observed the third day of Avelis before Yontif, that we don't accept. That we pass Kahafili Amechad, Afilu Shachas. But the other differences we do accept. In fact, there's a minig, this is not a din, there's a minig that Achrenim quote, that the Mishnah says you shouldn't be Menachem Ovel b'shor shemesa muta lefonov. Shouldn't be Menachem Ovel before the Kvura. So after the Kvura, it's muta to be Menachem Ovel. We're Menachem Ovel in the Beis HaKvaris. Right after the Kvura, you have a Shura, people line up on two sides, and then the Ovel walks in between. In the days of the Gemara, they had a different minig. The minig would be that the Avelim would stand still, and the Menachemim would walk by. And today the minig changed. The Gemara said the days of the Tanoim also changed a little bit. So today the minig is you have two lines of Menachemim and the Avelim walk in the middle. Everybody's Menachem over right away, right after the Kvura. But then the minig is you don't go to the base of, when you have a minig, if you can avoid it, you don't go to the base of the first 3 days. It's still called Mesa Muta Lefonav. Till the third day of Shiva enters, and then you say Mitzvah Sayyam Kukulai, and then you go to be Menachem Avol from the third day on. The Ramban has in the Torah Sa'odam has a lot of Hilchas Avelis. Torah Sa'odam is, the Ramban was a doctor, so he writes all the dinim that apply when a baby is born, about how to treat the baby, and how to treat the baby on Shabbos, to what extent are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, the Rices and the Rabbanim, what about when the baby develops and he becomes an adult and he's sick, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos, what are you not allowed to do, and Bechlal about to what extent doctors are allowed to treat patients, what sicknesses, all sicknesses, whatever. And then he has what happens if the doctor is not successful in treating the patient. Patient dies, has all the dinim of Kriya, has all the dinim of Avelus. Once he has the dinim of Avelus, he talks about Tisha B'Av, the dinim of Avelus on Tisha B'Av. That's the Torah Sa'odim Lahar Ramban. Much of the Yerideya, much of Hilchas Avelus, is based on the Torah Sa'odim Lahar Ramban, based on the Rosh, in Moed Katan, based a lot on the Ramban. So the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odim has a machlokes or rishonim, where the one applies mitzvah yam kukula the night of Shiva, or only the morning of the last day of Shiva, or the night time also. In Shulchan Aruch it's a stira between one sif and the other in the same siman. Whether we paskin, the common practice is that avelim only terminate the Shiva the morning of the seventh day, not the night before. And the Chochmas Sodom has in the end of a sefer, he has a matzevis Moshe. He had his son Moshe who died as a teenager. He died on Purim. And he complains that the Chevek Kaddish in Vilna didn't know the dinim, and that's in the Matzevus Moshe. So he has a few Shabbos and Shuvas about Hilchas Avelus. So one of them is about this. He says, can you say Mitzam Kekulai Leil Shvi, the night of Shiva? So the common practice is that not, that's why it says in Yerideh, but he says, Mikra Adin, you really do. We paskan that you can't say Balailo. You don't say Mikzayam Kekula Balaila by a Zava. That's a Mishnah Megillah. A Zava has to count Shivanakiyim, so then she can go to Mikveh on the morning of the seventh day. If she makes a Bedika in the morning and it's Naki, Zava Lo Shivas Yamim, so then you can say Mikzayam Kekula, she can be Tevel in the Mikveh the morning of the seventh day. So that's a Mishnah that she can't be Tevel Balaila. So here for the Rishonim assume based on that you never say Mikzayam Kekula Balaila. You only say it in the morning. And the Ramban quotes the others who distinguish, no, that's by V'safel L'Shivas Yomim. The Bedikas have to be by Yom. So you can't say Mikzayam Kekula by the Zavah the night of the seventh day, only in the morning of the seventh day, because she has to do a Bedika. But by Avelis, the same Hilchas Avelis apply Balaila or by Yom. So in Avelis, you can't say Mikzayam Kekula. So that's two opinions in the Ramban, Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch Sastira, one sif and the next. So the Chochmas Sodom writes in his Matzevus Moshe, and the end of the Chochmas Sodom, he writes, Meikra Din, we really do say Mikzam Kukul, it's only a Chumrah. So he says, if you really have a big Shas Hadchak, then you can be Meikul. He gives an example of a Shas Hadchak. The husband is married, the man is married, and he's sitting Shiva, and then he didn't do any business for the last week. Someone died, and then he was sitting Shiva. So he has to leave. The morning of Shiva, he's going to leave out of town. So the Gemara has a din, if he's going to leave his wife, he's going to leave for a week or two. So he has to be with his wife. But the night time, you don't say Mikzam Kukula. In the morning, he's going to leave right after Davin. He's going to go take a train, a plane to go somewhere. So he's makel that Chayv Livka Desishtoi, he should be with his wife the night of the seventh day of Shiva, because Mikra, then you do say Mikzayam Kekula Balayla. I remember once a rabbi called me up on the phone many years ago. A woman in his community lost her husband after 70 years of marriage. The woman is in her 90s. And they were going to go to a hotel for Pesach. And the Shiva is up 2 days before Pesach. And she lost her husband, but she's still going to the hotel. So she has to, when you go to the hotel, you have to have your hair done. So she wants to go. The only time she has to go to the hairdresser, what do you call, to do her hair, is the night of the seventh day of Shiva. She has to look good when she goes to the hotel. She needs a new shidduch at the age of 98. So big shas hatrak. So I told the rabbi, you have to judge how big a shas hatrak it is. If it's a big shas hatrak, then chochmas adam is mekel, that you can say mixam kekula balayla also. After 70 years of marriage, the husband dies, so she can't be mevater on her hairdo for Pesach. No. Yeah. So we apply mixam kukulai balayla, that not being menachem mobil till the third day. So the third day we say mixam kukulai, we go balayla to be menachem mobil the third day. We don't wait till the morning of the third day. That's only a minig, that we treat the first 3 days of Shiva as if it's still mesa muta lefono, so you don't be menachem mobil then. So if the third day ended, so it's enough. Mixam kukulai. So Shiva is one unit, and shloisha is one unit. Shiv is one unit, and Shloshim is another unit. So the learning that one does is considered a kovid. Kovid also love mosa. If you dedicate the learning lezecha nishmas this person, it's considered a kovid also love mosa, and it's considered a schus. Not just a kovid, it's considered a schus for the nifta also. The shaila is, what if yontav comes in the middle? Let's say they organize a lot of times downstairs. Moshe the plumber always organizes limud mishnayos that they should finish mishnayos by the shloshim. So the shad is, what if yontav comes in the middle of the shloshim? So one of the musmachim of the yeshiva, a younger musmach of the yeshiva, had this iluyisha einfal that if yontav cancels the shloshim, so everybody has to finish learning the mishnayos on every yontav. He can't wait till the end of the shloshim because there isn't going to be shloshim. So the shach says not so. The shach says, where the guy is, where the nifter is, he's in the other Mayimas, there ain't no yantav over there. Yantav is mevatel the avelus for the avelim who are alive, but it's still considered a schus for the nifter up until the end of the shloshim, and sometimes up until the end of the yud beis chodesh. Where they are, there's no yantav. Yantav is not canceling anything. So that's what the Gemara has, the first interpretation. Kavod asa lo b'moso shoshiv yeshiv al kivrei. They dedicated the learning Lizechroi, and that's considered not only a kavod, it's considered a schus as well. Many assume it's considered a schus if you get people to say brachas. So that's why it's a common practice. If a person has yahrzeit, so he brings a cake or he brings a schnapps, and people say a bracha over the cake and the schnapps. They would have not, they would have gone home and had breakfast. They would have gone to the office and had some coffee or something. So since they're saying an extra bracha on the cake or on the schnapps, so that's a schus for the nifta. The extra brachas were recited because of the fact that this is the yahrzeit of Ploni. Okay, that's what it's based on. Then the Gemara has Tan Rabban, another interpretation covered also lo b'gematria is 36. There were 36,000 people who showed kovid to Chizkiyo HaMelech. What did they do? Yotel Lefanov, 36,000 people, Chalutze Kosef. Chalutze Kosef is when one rips kriya, so we know you rip the edge of the beged. So if it's alovi valimai, the Gemara has, if it's a big talmid chacham, it's not enough just to rip kriya. You have to rip chalutze kosef till you bear, you expose the top of the shoulder. So when big rabbanim died, so here Chizkiyo HaMelech died, so 36,000 people ripped their begadim in such a way that it was chalutze kosev, the shoulder was bare. So the Rebbe Nechemiah says, what's a big deal? Halol lefnei Achav also came. Achav had so many tosis, says, Achav was such a rasha, and the Pasuk says, Bavod Rishayim Rina. Pasuk in Tilim says, Bavod Rishayim Rina. When the Rishayim die, you're supposed to celebrate. You're not supposed to observe Avelos. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, by the Harugi Bezin, whenever someone was put to death, Skila Streif, Erek Chenik, whatever, or Misha Meiz B'Niduyo, also we treat it like Harugi Bezdin, because the Niduy is a curse that the person should drop dead. So the Harugi Bezdin, the Mishnah says, Lohoyim Mesablim, and the Gemara says, the reason why the relatives don't observe Avelos is because Bavod Rishayim Rina. So how come over here, when Achav died, 36,000 people were observing Avelos, it says, his chassidim, Achav HaRosha was terrible, but his chassidim are those, the members of his family, Ohavav, Avadov, Some of them had been tzaddikim also, but they were afraid. They had to act like they were in avelos.
For somebody like one of the Arugay babies, shouldn't you assume that it was a kapara and they did tshuva like Dalek Chavschus, and therefore once they were killed, they are tzaddikim now, and therefore they should be.
The Gemara has a whole discussion that we don't assume. He doesn't get the kapara until chibut hakever. You have to. You're not allowed to bury a Russian next to a tzaddik. Let's say you already buried a person and the whole body decomposed. Most of the body decomposed. You just have bones left. So then you're allowed to bury the bones back in a cemetery where there are religious Jews buried, because this person already got his kapara. But if he's from the Harugia Bezin, he didn't get the kapara. The Gemara says a whole discussion in Sanhedrin. Doesn't get the kapara till the ikol abasa, till the flesh starts to decompose.
So the psukim say when we hang someone, we should take them down because it's bizayim.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If we're supposed to be, if we're supposed to have rina, then why shouldn't we leave them there?
It's a bizayim to all human beings.
It's just categorical.
Yeah. About him, we wouldn't feel so bad about being a vazahip, but it's a design to all human beings to have a human body hanging up like that. Yeah. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Reb Yudah and Reb Nechemiah. Machlekes Hatan Reb Yudah says, covered also low 36, the Gematria low 36, 36,000 people ripped Kriya in such a way, Chalutze Kosef. Rav Nechemiah says, big deal, they did that for Achav HaRosho, so what's the big deal? Ella, no, what they did for Chizkiya Mel, covered also low, he didn't have the tradition that the Hoshiva Shiva Al Kibroi, like the last line over here. He suggests, Hanicho Sefetar Mitasai, the Omer Kim Zem Ashikasa Bazem. So Tosis quotes as a machloikis in my cotton, the second, the third Tosis. Tosis quotes as a machloikis in my cotton, are you permitted to sit on a bed or permitted to sit on a bench if there's a Sefer Torah on the bench? We paskin that it's usur. The Rambam in the last parak in Hilchos Sefer Torah, parak Yud, Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam quotes that din, that usur leishev agabi mito sheyesh aleha Sefer Torah. The Rabbin writes there, unless the Sefer Torah is on top of an elevation that's a tefach taller than the chair. Let's say you put two pillows there. So even though the Sefer Torah is going to weigh down, or you have a box there, even though the Sefer Torah is going to push down the pillows a little bit, but it's going to be, the bottom of the Sefer Torah is going to be a tefach mugba from the bench, then it's considered like a rishus b'fnei atzman. That's what the Ravid quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rambam didn't quote it. How come the Rambam didn't quote that Talmud Yerushalmi? The Rambam is the one who quotes all the time. Yerushalmi is more so than anybody else. The Rambam quotes Yerushalmi all the time. So the Migdaloi is on the bottom of the page, always comes to defend the Rambam, whether he's right or wrong. Migdaloi is always defending the Rambam. So he says, because the Yerushalmi is wrong. Why is Yerushalmi wrong? Because if it's not three tvachim, so you say lovud, so what does it help that it's a tefach above the bench? So that's why the Rif didn't quote the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam follows in the footsteps of the Rif and doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. We don't assume like that. He just says, we'll make a lanshar svarim. If it's not a Sefer Torah, let's say it's a Gemara. So he said, you can be makel by shar svarim if the Sefer is not on the same bench, it's on top of a box that's a tefach taller, so then you can makel. But the Migdalos thinks that it's not proper to be makel on a Sefer Torah, because the original din was formulated regarding Sefer Torah.
There's also din like how far it is. Like some shuls, they have like very, very long benches. And a lot of times, there's not a space to put the sarm where people should leave them on the benches. So if there's a certain distance, like if you're like four amos or four tvachim or whatever, away from the Sefer, do you think it would be okay? Or it's no
matter I don't think so. They should really have some other place to put the sarm, yeah.
Like if you put it on a tissue box then, would that be okay? Would they consider it a tefach?
I have a couple of tissue boxes to make it a tefach tool, yeah. It just says in Shulchan Aruch that, let's say, if you learn on a table, so there's enough room on the table to put the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, everything open, you want to check everything at the same time. If you're learning on a shtender, so how can you want to look in a few swarm at the same time. So how can you learn by a shtender? So sometimes you're sitting on a bench, let's say. So because a bittel beis hamedrash calls a bittel Torah, so we're mekel to put svarim on the bench. If you got no choice, printed svarim, we're mekel to put the svarim on the bench because a bittel beis hamedrash. Even mekel sometimes to put on the floor. Let's say not. In some yeshivas, there are no benches. Each person has a shtender and a bench and a little chair. So where's he going to put the svarim? There's no table. Where are you going to put the svarim? So if you really have a mokum beetle problem, a beetle Torah, it's going to interfere with your learning. So if you have no choice, so you can put some of the svarim on the floor as well. You should try to avoid it to the extent that is possible. But if you got no choice, then we're mekel.
What's
it
sad to say that Lavan is shaykh over here? Why would I say that Lavan is shaykh over here?
The Ravid says it has to be one tefach above. The Migdalois thinks it has to be three tochim above.
Why would you say Lavud is not Shaykh?
Lavud, the Pashtus is, the Gemara says in the first perek in Sukkah, in the beginning of Sukkah, beginning of Erevin, Gemara says there are three things that are Lachal Moshe Messina: Shurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin. Shurin, one is a Kazayas, one is a Kagagraris, one is a Kebetza, one is it a Gimel Amas, one is a Dalar Amas, one is a Gimel Tvach, one is a Dal, all the Shurim. Allah al Moshe Messina. So the ending Gemara says, Mechitzin, as Allah al Moshe Messina. The Gemara beginning of Psukha says, what aspect of Mechitzis is Allah al Moshe Messina? That the definition of a Rishus Sayachid is, if you have Mechitzis, then you need Allah al Moshe Messina for that. That's the definition of a Rishus Sayachid. The Gemara says, no, I need Allah al Moshe Messina to tell me that the Mechitzis has to be 10 Tvachim Torah. So half of the Tanoim say we can figure that out without a Allah al Moshe Messina. You can learn it out from the Mishkan, that the Shechina was Shora on top of the Oren. The Oren was 10 Tvachim tall. So it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So the Gemara says, according to the Tanoim, who say that I know on my own, I don't need a Halacha Moshe Messina to tell me that the Gova of the Mechitza has to be Asor Tvachim tall. So what aspect of Mechitza is Halacha Moshe Messina? What do you need Halacha Moshe Messina for? The Gemara says, La Nitzachel, La Good, Lovud, V'doifan Akuma. Those three dinim, good asik and good aches, is called good, and lavud, and doif and akuma. Those three are halacha moshe mesina. So the pashtus and the gemara is that lavud is an aspect of hilchas mechitza. Lavud doesn't apply in other areas of halacha. So that's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos later in Bava Kamma. Now we looked at it the other day. When you make a kinyan hakbod, you have to pick it up three tochim. Rashi sheet, you have to pick up the thing three tochim from the ground. And Tosfos disagrees. If you pick it up one tefach, is it up? So Gemara in Erevin. Where was that Tosfos? I forgot already. Where?
Chavtes on the base.
That is correct. Chavtes on the base. Okay.
That's a kedushin.
Yes. It's in kedushin also. That is also correct. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether Hagbah has to be Gimel Tvachim or one Tvach. Right. Rashi's opinion, Hagbah always needs three Tvachim. Either is a Gemara in Erevin, when you make a Shitufim Mevuas, a Ruvich Hatzeris, you have to pick it up a Tvach. So Tosfos says, maybe we'll make a lan when Shitufim Mevuas and a Ruvich Hatzeris, maybe there you make all that it's enough with a Tvach. Here it says, it's Gidushan Chavogam Benal of Dima Maschalinami. Correct. Tosfos is in Kiddushin as well. But here it's Chavtes on the base. So Tosfos says, maybe that Gemara doesn't contradict Rashi. Maybe really Rashi is right that you need three Tvachim. But where the whole need for the Kinyan is only with the Rabbanon, by Shetufim Vuz, Eruv Chatzeres, Eruv Trumin, if you want to be Kainam, just to make an Erev, so maybe there you make a Latefach, it's good enough. And others give a different shot. But that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. I remember once there was a bagel store in Manhattan that was owned by a non-Jewish person, and the flour that they used for bagels grew in Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, to make the consistency of bagels, you need Israeli flour. In Eretz Yisrael, they use American flour when they make bread and cake and cookies. Most of the flour, much of the flour, maybe most of the flour in Eretz Yisrael is American flour. But for bagels, the Israeli flour is better. It makes that consistency. So somehow this store, this non-Jewish-owned bagel shop in the middle of Manhattan, bought Israeli flour that had hashgacha, and but the store had hashgacha, but the flour that came from Eretz Yisrael was not gemaised. It had to be mafresh tumas and maises. So they're going to advertise everything as kosher. So you have to be mafresh tumas and maises. So the owner of the store was an ochri. So an ochri cannot appoint a shliach to be mafresh tumas maises for him. So it had to be makne, the 50-pound bag of flour, to the mashgiach, that the mashgiach should be kinda the 50-pound bag of flour, and then it says, and then he'll be able to be mafresh tumas maises. So you had to pick up, you had to make a hagbah. You had to pick up a sack of flour. So he wanted to just pick it up one tefach. So remember, they told him he should be careful to pick it up three tefachim. Difficult as it is to pick up 50 pounds, like a piece of luggage, 50-pound piece of luggage. So he had to pick it up three tefachim. Okay, the mashgiach picked it up three tefachim. And then it was his. So then he was able to be mafresh tumas and maises. That's because of the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, where the hagbah is gimel tefachim or one tefach. So the Pashto says that Lavud, the Pashto says, it's only a din of mechitzas. There's a din of Lavud and Sukkah because the Tfan is on mechitzas, and the Schach is also on mechitzas, and the floor. There's a din of Lavud on the floor of Rav Shimon HaYochid. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf. The Gemara talks if you have a raft that's floating on the river, so, and you have walls on the side, a boat, let's say you have a canoe. So a rishus ayachid has to have mechitzas and tefachim tov, and has to have a floor. So the floor has to be dalar al dalar tefachim. But if you have holes, if you have logs, crisscross logs, you have a lot of holes in the floor. So the Gemara says if the logs are lovud to each other, if you have a raft that consists of logs, bitziyosa de meshan, the Gemara calls it, bitziyosa are rafts from the location of meshan. So it's a Gemara in Shabbos, daf kufalav or something like that. That the floor you apply lovud, because the floor is also mechitza. The makam is a three-dimensional makam, 10 tefachim tall, dalar al dalar, minimum dalar al dalar. So the makam is mukaf mechitza. So the schach on top of the sukkah has a din of mechitza. The walls around the sukkah, the walls around the rishus ayachid have a din of mechitza, and the floor is also a din of mechitza. So try to talk about lovud by the schach and by the floor of the rishus ayachid also, because also mechitza. But outside of the area of Mechitza, that's Tosfos Hasoga and Rashi. Outside of the area of Mechitza, there is no din of lover. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos about Hanoche B'Shus HaYochid. What if the thing, I throw something into the B'Shus HaYochid and it's within three tefachim to the ground? Is that considered a Hanoche? But that's a different din of lover. That's not really the normal din of lover. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so there's a machlokes hamaroim in Moedkot Nafchofei. Is it permissible to sit mutar arasa leishav agebi mita shesevitor menachas alecha? So we pass him that it's awesome. So what kind of practice did they have over here? They would put a sefer on the mita on the dead person, and they would say kiem zeh mashikosa bazeh. You allowed to do that? If he would be alive, he wouldn't be sitting on the same bench with the sefer Torah. So here they're putting the Sefer Torah on the mito. So Tosfos says, the last two lines in the Tosfos, Elo, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. But Tosfos says, Shani Chizkia, the Habigor Batar, Maisim Tovim Miyoseh, if it's an unusual tzaddik, so then it's permissible. You're putting the Sefer Torah on the mito. It's not that I'm zazel in the cover of the Sefer Torah. I'm sitting on a bench that has a Sefer Torah. As if me and the Sefer Torah are on an equal level. I'm sitting on the same bench. That's not proper. But over here, he's taking a Sefer Torah to be Mechabed the Nifter, who is a big tzaddik, Gorl Batorah, who be Maisim Tov and Beyoisa, unusual tzaddik. And he's going to say, Kim Zeh Mashkosa Bazeh. The Tosfos says, that's an exception to the rule. There it's the Kovet HaTorah. That's Mutter.
Can you say it's different because he's dead? He's not being zalzal because he's not alive.
So that's the question some people brought up. The Gemara in Brachas says there's an issue of loig larosh. You're not allowed to daven within dalar amis of the maze. You're not allowed to learn within dalar amis. That's the bottom tesis, the bottom line in the last tesis on tezayin amid base. That's the Gemara in Brachas loig larosh. And the Gemara says, there's a machlekes whether you have to put tzitzis. If I buy a talis, and I'm not going to wear it till I get married, let's say. I buy a talis before I get married. I buy a talis special for Rosh Hashanah. for the Yekis to have white on white. They don't have black. They don't have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to have white stripes instead of having black stripes. So let's say I buy a talis, I'm going to wear it for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah is a long time off. So do I have to put tzitzis right away? It's sitting in the drawer. I'm not using the talis. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, where the clay kufsa, the begodim that is sitting in the kufsa, in the drawer, achayav mitzitzis, anat chayav mitzitzis. The lashon that the Gemara uses is, it's a tzitzis chayvas gavra, when the person wears it. So when you wear it, then you're mechuyev. If you're not wearing it, you're not mechuyev. That's how we pasken. It's chayvas gavra, or do you say it's chayvas mona? Mona means the beged. The beged is... I remember once they honored some graduation here, college graduation, they honored Shai Agnon. He got a Nobel Award for literature, I think, no? Because he wrote such interesting books. So they honored him once, and they gave him an honorary diploma. So he started kibitzing, so he says, is it a cheftza or a gavra? He started a whole kibitzing leitzonis in Hebrew in connection with the diploma that they gave him. The honorary degree that they gave. All based on that Gemara. So the Gemara has a machloikas. So we pass in Klei Kufsa and not Chayavim Betzitzis. But the Gemara says, even according to the opinion, Klei Kufsa, Chayavim Betzitzis, because you translate Asher Techasebo, if it's Miyuchad for Levisha. What if I bought Tachrichim? I plan to use a Tachrichim after I will no longer be alive. So that's not Asher Techasebo. So the Gemara says, Bezokin, who bought Lechvodo, he bought Tachrichim to put on after he dies. Everyone agrees that the Klei Kufsa are not Chayav Mitzitzis, because it's not called Asher Techasebo. However, the Gemara says, after the guy dies and then you wrap him in the four-cornered talis, Ahushaita, when he's dead already, then you do have to put in Tzitzis. Why? Then he's Potem in HaMitzvahs, and Meisim Chavshim, he's Potem in HaMitzvahs. The Gemara says, because Mishum Loigel Rosh Chayav Aseh, you're not going to put in Tzitzis, so you're demonstrating that he's Potem in HaMitzvahs. That's a violation of Loig LeRosh. Our meaning is that we bury the mason with the talus that they wore during their lifetime, but we pasul at tzitzis. So Tosfos says, where does that come from? That's against the Gemara. The Tosfos quotes a source from an outside source, Ovo Rabosi, an outside source, not from the Tanoim, it's from the days of the Goinim, yeah.
Can we also say that by Tachrichin it can be Shatnez, because it's part of the Kevash and Asamez, part of the Mitzvahs?
Yes, you're allowed to make it from Shatnez, yes. So why is that Loig LeRosh? Tosfos asks that Kasha, why is that Loig LeRosh? Yeah. You see, where the tzitzis, the Bavli says he do put on tzitzis, because Loig LeRosh, and the Bavli says, so we don't follow the Bavli, we follow the Ovel Rabbasi that we pass on the tzitzis. But Tosfos asks, this astir in the Bavli. The Bavli says you can put on shatnas on the nifter, but if you wrap him in a talis, has to have tzitzis. So what's the difference between the tzitzis and the shatnas? Why is one of them is a violation? Loig LeRosh, the other one is not. So Tosfos has a machlokes. The Ri and the Rabbi Natan. The Tosfos in Brachas must have learned it. When did we learn Brachas last year? We must have learned it last year. No, Tosfos on Amud Aleph. What if you zayin Amud Aleph or something? Machlek Zerin, the Rabbi Natam, and then the Maralmi Prague has his own answer. Different answers on that kasha. Yeah, but we don't follow the Bavli. We don't put on tzitzis. We pasul the tzitzis. Yeah. So the Gemara Mike Cutton says that one of the Amaraim during his lifetime was always makbid not to sit on a mito, she said, v'tar munach aleha. So when he died, they said it's not right to put the Sefer Torah on his mitzvah, because during his lifetime he held that that's not permissible. So you shouldn't do it after he dies. But they says over here, even if you hold strictly speaking that you're not permitted to sit on a mitzvah she Sefer Torah munachas aleha, but for the purpose of saying the hesped kim zeh mashkasim azeh, that would be okay. So that's what Reb Nechemia claims. Kovet also lo b'mosa melamed shenichas hevitar al mitos ramakim zeh mashkos v'zeh. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Rashash thinks that the Vav is a mistake. It should be without a Vav. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, who idna ami abdina hochi? That's called Kovet also lo b'mosa. Pasuk in Divrei Hayom says they gave such Kovet to Chizkiyah Melech. They put a sefetar and said, kim zeh mashkos v'zeh. We do it for every time they can and Harry. We do that. Any rabbi, Rabbi Tak, Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Dick, Rabbi Harry, We put a sefer that we say Kimza. So what's the big deal about Chizkiyah Melech? And for the Gemara, not true. Apukim Afkinon. We take out a sefer Torah and we hold it, and we say, but Anuche. What did the Gemara answer? Anuche loy manchinam. We don't put the sefer Torah on the mita. That by Chizkiyah Melech they put the sefer Torah on the mita. They felt that that's covered HaTorah because he was unusually involved in Arbatzas HaTorah. That's the bottom Tosis quoted. He saw to it that everybody learned Torah. The boy same, if you want to give another distinction, the other answer, we even put a Sefer Torah on the Mita today by other rabbis, but we don't say Kim Zem Mashikasa Bazem. The next Gemara is a question. How does it fit in here? Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. He was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. He came from Eretzel to Babel. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Havi Azilna Kam Bahadi de Rabbi Yochanan. When he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he was once walking, he was Talmid Rabbi Yochanan, once walked to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishal Shmaita. He wanted to talk and learning. Ki Havi Yala Beis Hakisei. He came out of the bathroom, he washed his hands, and then I wanted to talk to him in learning. I asked him a shayla in learning. He didn't answer my shayla till he washed until his yadayim. Okay, came out of the bathroom. What do you mean? He said the bracha after he put on the tefillin. He probably davened shachris in the morning with the talis and tefillin on. So then when you put on tefillin a second time in the same day, do you say a bracha? So the Gemara in Sukkah has a machloke satanoim. And we paskin, yes. Tefillin kolem is sheminichan mevorach aleim. As many times in the day that you put on tefillin, you say a bracha. Let's say a person crossed over the date line. Machloke is where the date line is. So he already laid tefillin for Wednesday. Then he goes west. And he crosses over. Some hold the dateline. Rabbi Chanuchot the Kuchinsky holds the dateline cuts through Alaska. So let's say the guy is traveling from Los Angeles. He's going to Japan, to Tokyo or something. So he crosses over that dateline. So then it's still day. So you should put on tefillin according to Rabbi Chanuchot the Kuchinsky. It just became Thursday. So let him put on tefillin for Thursday. There's no bracha levatola. You can say every time you put on tefillin, you can say a bracha. Then he crosses over the real date line. The real date line cuts through Korea. Then he puts on tefillin another time, a few hours later. Then he'll say another bracha then. That's not a problem. I have a brother-in-law who sometimes goes, every time he crosses another date line, puts on tefillin again. Okay, that's not a problem. So what does it mean? That's why he said another bracha. But the bracha he's supposed to say, over lasiyosim. Why? It says, manach tefillin, umevarach. First he puts on the tefillin, then he says the bracha. How come? So in the back of the Gemara, they point out that one of the Achrayim made a mistake. He misunderstood the Gemara. He thought the Gemara meant to say that you say the bracha after Hanochas HaTfilin. The Gemara Menachas raises the question: Tfilin me'emesai mevarach aleim. When do you say the bracha? So the lashon of the Gemara is mishas Hanochasan ad shas kshira. You have to put the tfilin sheyad on your arm. You're about to tighten it. And then you say the bracha, because the Rishonim say the Loshan Gemara that Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Aleim Oiver L'Asiyosam. Why does the Gemara say Oiver? Why does the Gemara say Koidim Asiyosam? Koidim would mean sometime before, even a minute or two before, even half an hour before. Oiver means immediately before, as opposed to Oiver the Oiver. So that's what the Gemara says. You have to first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad on the right makom. Then, as you're about to tighten it, Bein Hanocha L'Kshira. Mishas Hanachas and Ashash Kshira. Kshira means the Hiduk. In between Hanachas. Same thing in Shalrosh. You don't say the bracha as you're taking out the Shalrosh from the Tefillin Zekel. You first put it on your head, and before you tighten it, before you're about to tighten it, that's called Oivel Asiyas. So the Poshim Shanding Mora, Umanach Tefillin, and Mavar, doesn't mean that he put on the Tefillin completely. Then he said the bracha after it was ready. Umanach Tefillin, put the Tefillin on his arm, and as he's about to tighten it, he was Mavar Chaleim, Oivel Asiyas. So first he put on the tefillin, v'hoder amalon, and then I had asked him a question. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, I learned by Rabbi Yochanan, he got smicha from Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara says he got smicha before he left the chutz lord. So he says he was talking to Rabbi Yochanan learning. So first he put on his tefillin, said the bracha, and then he answered the question that Rabbi Baba Chana had asked him. What was the question? So the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, it sounds like this is the hemshach of the topic before. What was unique about the funeral of Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Kavod Asalom Mosav. What was unique? So the first opinion was Hoshiva Yeshiva Al Kibroi. They had a whole group of people who were sitting and learning L'zecha Nishmasai, and that was a kavod, and that was a schus for him. Then the second opinion was they had kavod Asalom, 36,000 people, ripped kri in such a serious way, Chalutzei Kosev. And the third suggestion was Hinichu Sefer Torah Al Mitosi Kim Zeh Mashkosev Zeh. The Gemara says, we do that all the time. By rabbis who die, we say kimzeh. So the first suggestion was, no, we only take out a sefer, we don't say kimzeh, mashkas mazeh. The other opinion is, you don't put it on the mito. Anuchi loy manchinan. And then the third opinion was, what was the third opinion was? Once again. First opinion, apukim afkinim, we take out a sefer, anuchi loy manchinan. We don't put it on the mita. Another version, anuchi nami manchinan, we'll put it on the mita, but kiyam loy, we don't say kiyam zeh mashkas mezeh. And Rabbi Baba Hana quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I feel the kiyam also amrin and limed loy amrin. What was unique about Chizkiyahu HaMelech was that they said about him, limed zeh mashkas mezeh. He educated the public. The kotna ktana, how does the Gemara, what does Tosha say? The world became an Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Everybody knew. He insisted, that's what the Nitziv says for national security purposes, he insisted everybody has to learn Torah. Everybody learned. So they said about him, Limed Zeh Mashkos Mezeh. That we don't say today. Even a big Talmud Chacham, we don't say Limed Zeh Mashkos Mezeh. So the way we have the Girsa and the Gemara, this was a third version. What's the difference between the kavod that they showed to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, which is unusual, kavod Asalav and Mosa, and the kavod that we show? So the first version was Apukim Afkino and Anuchi Laim Afkino. Second version was Anuchi Nami Matchino, but you don't say Kiyim Ze Mashkos Mezeh. Third version was you say Kiyim Ze, but you don't say Limed Ze. Limed is a higher level. That's the way we have the Girsa and the Gemara. So then how do you continue? Freg the Gemara Akasha, you're telling me that what? That Limed Zeh Mashkasa Bazeh, Limed is the highest level, and Kiyim is a lower level. Freg the Gemara, the Ha'om Amar, God Limed HaTorah, Shemimid, maybe the day, Maiseh. So what's the Kasha? So Rashi learns the Kasha is, if Limud Godel, how significant is it to learn Torah? Shalimim maybe the day Maisa leads you to the next step in life. So you see that Maisa is, Rashi understands the Gemara, that the Kashma sees that to be Mekai Mitzvah is a higher level than learning. Learning is a lower level, and learning is a stepping stone. But God Limud should maybe the day Maisa. So it shows that Maisa is a higher level. So what do you tell me that by Chizkiyahu HaMelech they said a praise? But learning and teaching Torah is a lower level. The higher level is Kiyam Zeh Mashkos Mezeh. So Bizman Hazeh, any rabbi who passed away, we say Kiyam Zeh Mashkos Mezeh. So that's a higher level than Limeid. That's a higher level than Limeid. So it comes out Chizkiyahu HaMelech had a lower level of Kavod. Shouldn't we have understood he got a higher level of Kavod? So the Gemara answers, "Loi kasha holimig mahole agnuri." There's a difference between learning for yourself and teaching other people. The highest level is limei to be malamet Torah lachirim. The lowest level is limen hatorah for yourself, and in between is kiyam mitzvahs. That's how Rashi learns the maskana. So when a regular rabbi dies, a rabbi Tamlik, a rabbi Harry dies, he say kiyam zeh. What do you say? What's the lowest level you say? Lomad zeh, mashikasa bazeh. Lomad is the lowest level. A higher level than Lomad would be Kiyem, because Maisa is greater than Limud HaTorah. But the highest level of all is Limed. Limed zeh, mashikasa bazeh, that's the highest level. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. So Tosis Baham Amar, Tosis quotes Pirush HaKuntres. They quote the Rashi that this is the answer of the Gemara. That Godol Torah maybe the day Maisa, that memra indicates that Kiyum Mitzvahs is a higher level than Limud HaTorah. The lowest level is Limud HaTorah, next level is Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the highest level is Limud Lamed Lacher. So Tosis says that's that line, Oma Mar Godol Limud maybe the day Maisa, is a quote from Kiddushin Daf Mem. And the context there is, the Gemara says that there was a debate. This Kainim Hoyim Subim Balias based Nitzah Balud, Mr. Nitzah, it's a man's name. He had a house in Lud. So the rabbis were sitting in the Aliyah, in the attic or whatever, the second floor of his house. Manishal Shayla Zubif name, Limud Godel, Maisa Godel, which is greater? Limud HaTorah is Maisa Mitzah, is my Nafkamina. What's a Hakira? What's a Nafkamina? I don't know. So the Gemara says they all discussed it. B'nim Nekulam Yomra, they all voted the same. Limud Godel Shemei day Maisa. So you see that statement, Limud Godel Shemei day Maisa, is not the way Rashi understands it. That the upshot of that statement is that Kiyama Mitzvah is a higher level than Limud HaTorah. No, the fact that Godel Tam Shemei day Maisa, learning Torah will lead you to observing the mitzvahs, that indicates that Limud HaTorah is a higher level. Limud HaTorah is a higher level. So what was the Gemara's kasha over here? What was again the kasha? He asked Rabbi Yochanan on... Rabbi Baba Chana says, I was once speaking, learning with Rabbi Yochanan. He learned by Rabbi Yochanan. And I asked him about this topic. What's the difference between the hespedim that we say Bizman Hazeh, and the hesped of we take out a Sefer Torah also, we put it on the mito. We also say Kim Zeh Mashkaz Mazeh. So what's the Gemara's kasha? B'homar Mar, what Rabbi Yechonin said, Afil Kim Arminan, Limeid Loy Arminan. So the Gemara didn't realize at this point there's a chiluk between Limeid, Lilmud, and the Lamed Lacher. Lamed Lacher is the highest level. Rashi and Tesla, Lama Lachem is the highest level. So the Gemara didn't realize that they're two different kinds. One is Lima Latar, one is Lama Lacherim. So the Gemara says, but by regular rabbi, Zmanazeh, you say, Kiyem Zeh, Mashkosbez, I just don't say about Limud. So what was the Kasha? From Amar, Goro Limud, and maybe the day Maisa. If you say on a regular rabbi, Tom, Dick, and Harry, you say, Kiyem Zeh, Mashkosim Hazeh, must be that he must have learned. If he didn't learn, so how is it going to be maybe the day Maisa? So go to Liman Shem, maybe the day Maisa. So if you say on a regular rabbi today, Kiyem Zeh, Mashkosim Hazeh, the rabbi was Mekayim Ola Mitzvahs, included in that, implicit in that statement is that he learned a lot. Because go to Liman Shem, maybe the day Maisa. The only way to get to do the mitzvahs is by Limud HaTorah first. So what are we praising? A plain old rabbi, Bizman Hazeh, Kiyem Zeh, Mashkosav Hazeh. That's the common practice. Kiyem must be on the assumption that it was Lomad. And then Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you only say Lomad. You only say about Limud, you don't say about Kiyem. So the regular rabbi gets a better hesped than Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So to this, the Gemara responds, Lo kasha, the migma, olag muri. Limud is maybe the day maise, if you learn for yourself. So if you say kim, zeh mashkas mazet, self understood that it's implicit, that it's also lamad. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they said limud. Limud is a higher level. So the answer, the kasha and the answer, and not the kasha not the same the way Rashi learns, but the answer is going to be the same. That lamid lacherim is a higher level than limud for yourself. Just Rashi interprets in our Gemara that Kiyum HaMitzvah is a higher level than Limud. So there are three levels, Limud Torah, Kiyum HaMitzvah, and Lamed Torah L'Acher. And according to Tosfos, it's not like that, but Limud HaTorah is maybe the day Kiyum. So on a regular rabbi who dies, Ho'idno Yisei Kiyum Zeh Mashkosav Hazeh, so implicitly you're implying also that Lamad. But in Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we said Limud. So that Rashi and Tosfos, when it comes to the Maskana, the punchline is the same. That the Lamed Torah L'Acherim is a higher level than Limud on your own. They just argue what is the mashmois of this? Oh, mama, go to limish and maybe the day maisa. So Rashi learns that what it means is that maisa is a higher level than lomad. And Tesi says it's not true. In the context there in the Gemara, in Kiddush, in Daf Mem, in the context it means go to lima Torah, the chakira was, which is greater, lima Torah or maisa. Not limanator, God limanator, limanator is important. No, limanator is greater than kiyama mitzvahs, because limanator will lead to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs will not lead to limanator. But the one nekuda is Rashi and Tosfos share in common that lamed lacherim. That's a higher level than lilmud. They just argue based on our gemara. What are the bottom two levels? So Rashi holds the bottom level is limud. The higher level than limud is kiyam. And the highest level is Lama Lachem. And Tosfos says it's not true. Even in this Gemara is the same as Shtims, but the Gemara jives with the Gemara Kedushin of Mem, that the three levels are, according to Tosfos, the lowest level of significance is Kima Mitzvah, higher than that is Lima Torah, and higher than that is Lama Lachem. But then Tosfos quotes from the Shiltis, the last 12 lines of the Tosfos. The Shiltis, the Rabbi Chai Goyen, Parshas Lech Lecha Loi Garsin and Kim Armin and Limit Larmina, Elegoras, Aminech Tfilim Vahoda Omalon, Vesu Lo. The Gemara quotes the story by Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So, according to the Shiltis, the Maharam in the back says, we don't understand why they quoted this. What does it have to do with our Sugya? According to Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana asked Rabbi Yochanan as he came out of the bathroom. He was talking to him about this topic. What was so unique? What was so special, super duper, about the Hesped they said for Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Everybody says, everybody says like that. Kiyam zeh mashkosim hazeh. So Rabbi Yochanan was quoted, Rabbi Bar Chana quotes Rabbi Yochanan, he gave a third version of what was unique about the Hesped for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. But according to the Girsus HaShiltis, they don't have that. He just spoke to him in learning. About Degla Rufa, whatever, about the Arbavus Nezikim. He didn't talk about any Hespedim by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So why did they quote the whole story over here? It's unclear. So it's like a new topic. Like a new topic. Omar Rabba Baba Chana, he says, I was by Rabbi Yochanan, and the question was, Rabbi Yochanan first put on his tefillin, and then he spoke to me in learning. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is trying to bring out, why didn't he speak in learning before he put on the tefillin? Malach tefillin berach v'hadar amalon. And then he talked in learning, and you don't have the next line. Til v'ham amar. You're missing a whole line. So the Vaham Amar is a kasha. So what's the kasha? Why did Rabbi Yochanan first worry about his own kima mitzvah wearing tefillin? Bechatchilas and Shulchanach, wear tefillin all day long. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes harishayim. He quotes a machlokes, and others quotes a machlokes harishayim. Whether it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan, bechatchilas to wear tefillin all day long. So Rabbi Yochanan put on his tefillin first, in order to wear tefillin as many. And the Beis Hakis is not going to wear the tefillin. Put on the tefillin with a bracha, and then he's going to talk and learning with them. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why did he first put on tefillin and then talk and learning with the others? Shouldn't he first talk and learning? V'amamar, go to Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is on a higher level than Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Limud is Gadol Mimaisa. So why did Rabbi Yochanan first worry about his tefillin and then talk and learning with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana? Should have first spoken and learning and then put on the tefillin later on. That was the Gemara's kasha. So what was the answer? God limit atar shelimud maybe the day maisa. So what was the kasha? You see that limud atar is greater than maisa hamitzvah. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan talk and learning first? If that's if you're interested in doing two mitzvahs, and as far as I'm concerned, you can either do A and B, or do B first and then A. For me, it does make a difference. So the Mishnah has a klal. There's a Seder Kedima. So the Mishnah is Perik Kol HaTadir. Daf Peites Amin Aleph in Zvachim. So it says if one is Todim, one is Eina Todim, so the Todim Kedim. One is Mekudish, one is Eina Mekudish, and Mekudish Kedim. One mitzvah is more important than the other. So if Limud HaTorah is more important than Kiyum HaMitzvahs, that's the context in Kiddushin that this statement was made. God, Limud HaTorah means Limud HaTorah is greater than Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan arrange his two mitzvahs in that order? Should have first spoken and learned with Rabbi Baba Chana, and then he should have put on the tefillin. How come he puts on the tefillin first? So the Gemara answers, Holemig Mahola Agmure. To talk and learning with Rabbi Baba Chana, my mitzvah is more important than his learning. If you're talking about me learning and me doing a mitzvah, so my learning, hold it, the opposite from Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos learned that the highest level from all the three is lagmur, to teach Torah to others. So that's why the hesped for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they said, limed zeh, mashukos vazeh. They said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he taught Torah to the others. That's the highest. And then what are the bottom two levels? According to Rashi, the bottom level is limud, for yourself. Middle level is Shmiras HaMitzvah. Shmiras HaMitzvah is higher than Limud. Highest level is Lamed Lacher. According to Tosfos, it's not so. The Gemara here uses that statement, God Limud Shemeva the Demais, in the same sense that it was in Kiddushin Daf Mem. That the lowest level is Kiyum HaMitzvah, the higher level is Limud HaTorah, and the higher level is Lamed Lacher. So, Bein LeRashi, Bein LeTosfos, the highest level of the Lamed Lacher is higher than Limud LeYatzman. The Girsas HaGoinim, they leave out a whole line, and the kasha of the Gemara was, why did he put on the tefillin first and then talk to me in learning? He should have spoken in learning first, because Mekudesh Vein and Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodim. If you're interested in performing two mitzvahs, as far as you're concerned, doesn't matter whether you do a first A, then B, or B, a first B, then A. So you should do the more important mitzvah first, so the Lima Torah is more important than everything Gemara. That's my limud haTorah is more important than my mitzvah. But your limud haTorah, that my mitzvah is more important than your learning. So the Gemara comes out just the reverse. According to the Girsas HaGoinim, comes out just the reverse. So the Maharam doesn't understand. According to the Girsas HaShiltas, that you're missing the whole line. Why was this quoted in this sugya? What's the hemshech? It belongs in Perek Kol HaTadir. When you're talking about Mekudesh Vein and Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodem, which mitzvah should you do first? So the Shura quoted this story, that Rabbi Yochanan first put on the tefillin, and then he spoke in learning. He should have asked the kasha, he should have spoken in learning first, and then put on the tefillin. Limud haTorah is more important than the mitzvahs. So the answer was, that's your Limud haTorah is more important than your mitzvahs. But to be Malamed L'Acherim, I don't need this. This is just to be Malamed L'Acherim. So my mitzvah is more important than Lama Lachem. It's the opposite from Rashi and Tosfos. When I caught Sala Kotza, the opposite, the different gears and a whole different pshat. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Abecha Mishum Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What does it mean, Mishum? He never saw Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. You have a lot of times Amar Rab Yudah Amar Shmuel, Amar Rab Yudah Amar Rab, because Rab Yudah learned by Rab and he learned by Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav means he heard directly. When he say Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says he's saying over Bishmo, but he didn't hear it directly from him. There was a big gap, a few generations in between. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the days of the Tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. He was a Talmud Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Rashi and other Masechtas points that out. And whatever it says, Pliny says Mishum Pliny. Mishum means that he didn't hear it directly from him. Saying over the name Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ma'idichsiv, a pasuk, Ashreichem Zori Al Kol Ma'im. It's the praises of the people who plant with a lot of water. Mishal Chareg Al Hashavach Amar. What does it mean? What is Zori? It's the praises. Kol Oisik Batoira Ubigmilus Chasodim will be Zeichet to Hashavach Amar. B'chor Shor Hadalo. That's a description of Yosef. Rashi writes the last Rashi in the Perek. Yes, Rikrishor, Bechor Shabbat Hadalom. And that's a Hashor. Who's Chamor? It says Yisocha Chamor Gorim. Yisocha Chamor Gorim. So what's going on over here? Ashrechem Zori Al Kol Maim, Lizroa, is a reference to the two concepts, there's tzedakah and there's gemilas chasod. There's a gemara in Sukkah. What's the difference? What are the differences between tzedakah and gemilas chasod? The gemara says tzedakah is only laniyim, gemilas chasod is laniyim v'lashir. A lot of people are very wealthy, but they're not happy. So you have to cheer them up. That's gemilas chasod. Tzedakah is only b'mamono, and gemilas chasod is b'gufo u'b'mamono. And tzedakah is only laniyim, and gemilas chasod is ben laniyim ben lashir. So the Gemara says that the two phrases in the Pasuk, Zorei and Mayim, Zorei is a reference to Tzedakah. Zir v'lachem Tzedakah is a Pasuk in Trei Osar, V'kitzu l'frichor said, and Mayim is a reference to Torah, as the Pasuk in Yishai says. Oy kol tzamei l'chol ha-mayim. People are thirsty for Torah. People will be thirsty to hear the Reiter. People in our generation are also thirsty to hear the Reiter. The rabbis are not telling them the Reiter. They're just telling them politics. They're just giving sermons. You have to teach more Torah. So the Pasuk says, it's the praises, it's the Ashrechem, it's the praises of the people who are Zorei and Mayim. They do Tzedakah and they do Gemilas Chasodim. Zorei refers to Tzedakah Gemilas Chasodim, and Mayim means they learn Torah. Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Gemilas Chasodim Zecher L'Nachal HaShveish Shnei Shvatim, who's Kishor B'Chamor, who's the Shor? So B'Chor Shor Hodolo, that's Yosef. So Shor is a concept of Yosef. And Chamor is a reference to Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar Yod Ibin Alitim, supposing to be Ayomim, means that the Shevet Yisachar were members of the Sanhedrin. They were very learned, and they were the ones who would be b'koveya when Rosh Chodesh should be and which year should be Hashana Pshuta, which should be Hashana Muberes. That's called Yodei Bina Le'itim. They knew when to declare Rosh Chodesh. Adas Mayasi Yisrael, to know when the Jews should observe Rosh Chodesh and when to observe Purim and Pesach, to know when all the Yom Tovim are. So that's the additional interpretation on that pasuk. Ashrechem Zori al kol mayim mishal chayreg al ashor v'chamok al oisik b'torg midl chasodim zorchel anachal as shnei shvotim, which two shvotim? The shor is Yosef and the chamor is Yisocha chamor gorm. Ashrechem Zori al kol mayim ein zvi al tzedakah shenem zir lachem the tzedakah b'kitzru lefi chosid. So Zori is a reference to tzedakah mayim al tzedakah shenem hakatzam b'chol mayim zorchel anachal shnei shvotim. What do you mean, le kilo le yosef? What is a kilo? Kilo usually means if you have a fancy bed, so you have curtains on top of the bed. That's called kilos chasanim. Mishnah is in sukkah about that. Are you allowed to sleep in the sukkah tachas a kilo? If the curtains are on top of that, they had beams. They went up a little bit, and the curtains were on top of the bed. When you visit old mansions, where the kings used to live. So they have such kilos, the kilos. They have kilos on their ridge. So Yosef, it says, Bein Poros Yosef. So where do you see that there's a mashmos of a kilo over here? The mashor has something here in the Chidush Agoda. What does he say? Bein Poros Yosef. Paras Miloshin Apiryon. Apiryon also is a reference to such a fancy bed that people sleep on. So Bein Paras Yosef, that Yosef slept on a fancy bed, that's why it's called Kilos Yosef. Bonas Tzodalishim. Zerchen Anachal Shnei Shvatim. Zerchen to the COVID that Yosef had, COVID Malachim. And to the bina of Yisach, Mnei Yisach is a yed the bina litim. So it's a valuable thing to be Yosek in Torah Gemilas Chasadim will be rewarding. Okay, you can't really say Hadron Alach Arba'ov because we left that two dafim Gemara. Yeah.
So just quoted the Shultz before that Limud precedes Tfilim. Precedes mice in general, and the tefillah on the mice precedes
be Mu'amid Acherim.
Yeah.
But anytime that a person is Mu'amid Acherim, isn't he also Mekayim the Mitzvahs Limud?
I don't know if he's teaching him something that he knows already. So it's old Torah. He knows it already. As it's stored away in the back of his mind. It's also, I don't know, it's a strong kasha. It is a kasha. I don't know. Okay, let's go back to Tess on the base. That's where we left off before. Kol shechavta bishmi rasai. That was the opening Mishnah. It says, Tzarashav shebehem ushmi rasan alecha. So we had the Taisa said, Mamoncha is labdavke. Sometimes it's not Mamoncha, but the Iker is Shmira San Alecha. Whenever I have the Chayva Shmira, and I was negligent in the Shmira, and the Hezek occurred, then I have to pay. So that's what it says here, Kol Shechav to be Shmira. So if it was my responsibility to watch this behemoth that it shouldn't make a Hezek, or it's my property, my bor, okay, so then. Echsharte is nisko. How do you translate the word echsharte? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either echsharte is nisko, I'm responsible. I caused the hezek to occur because I was the one who was pesheya. And the other pshat in Rashi, echsharte means I'm obligated to make good, to make repairs, to pay. Echsharte means you got to pay. Kol shechavta b'shmas means shmirasan alecha. Echsharte is nisko means Mishalmim, Elshate Sneske means, behold, you're responsible because Yanachar Bishmira. You are negligent, so behold, you're responsible. And then self understood that you got to pay, but the Mishnah never said. Okay. So on the first line of the Mishnah, Rashi has a tubshot. In the next line, it says, Echshate Bemitzas, Chavte Bishnah, Keskol Nechshay. So Rashi says over there, there are no two ways to translate. Echshate Bemitzas means, if I was, doesn't mean that I paid. On the second line of the Mishnah, Echshate means, if I am responsible for, if I'm partially responsible for the damage, I pay the whole full nezek shalom. So Gemara is going to give different cases. Where am I only partially responsible? I had a shutif, and still they hold me fully responsible. I pay everything. Gemara is going to give different cases. So what does the Gemara say? Tana Rabbanan. We have a brisa. Kol shechavta bishmiras shalte es niskay keitzad. So the brisa has a contrast between shoribor. As opposed to age. Shor bar shem sar l'chayu shah tvikot miziku chayiv l'shalem. Masha eni came be'eish, the godel who gave it up to the chayu shah tvikot will be potter. So here there's a machlekes Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish, and shasta lana machlekes Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish. Whenever the Gemara has in Yibom, is daf lam and vav, that whenever there's a machlekes Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish, we usually pass on like Rav Yechanan with only three cases. The three exceptions to the rule will pass like Reish Lakish. So that's the Shiloh over here. We should pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. This is not one of the three cases. So the Rif over here doesn't say a word, but this appears Lekamon, it says on Daf Nun Tes, in Perek HaKoinis. So when you look on the Rif in Perek HaKoinis, the Rif says this is a, here it's not Rabbi Yechanan versus Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan argument with Reish Lakish Mishmei de Chizkia. Chizkia was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and his Rebbe Chizkia. So the Rif says, oh, then the rule doesn't apply. The rule that the Gemara says, whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, what it probably means is that in the later generations they took a vote on every single machlokes, and the consensus was like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases that they decided it didn't should be Reish Lakish. So this case, when the Gemara makes that statement that the ruba of the cases, 97% of the cases, they voted like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three exceptions to the rule. So that's the Gemara's rule is talking about when they took a vote on machlokes and that miyuchad Rabbi Yechanan versus Reish Lakish. This was Shlokah b'shem Chizkiah. So this was not included in that statement in the Gemara. So the Rif thinks, and the Rambam follows the Rif, that the din should be like Reish Lakish over here. Because Reish Lakish is quoting Chizkiah. Chizkiah was the Rebbe. Who was Chizkiah? Yehuda b'Chizkiah were the twin sons of Reb Chiya. He had two sets of twins. I have one daughter also has two sets of twins. She has two boys and two boys, and she has two single girls. So here, Reb Chiya, his wife had two sets of twin twins, twin boys, and then twin girls. Twin boys and twin girls. So Yehuda and Chizkiah were the two sons of Rabbi Chiya. Chiya was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Chiya was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So Chizkiah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. Wow. Chizkiah was the son of Rabbi Chiya, who was a Talmud of Rebbe. And Rabbi Yechanan was also a Talmud of Rebbe. But he was also a Talmud of Chizkiah. That's like the Rebbe's grandson. Chizkiah was the son of Rabbi Chiya, who was a Talmud of Rebbe. So he, and Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmud of his, but he was also a Talmud of Rebbe. Okay? It's two generations here learning. When I learned by Rav Soloveitchik, they were not people 20 years older than me in the class. There are the people 20 years older who learned by Rav Soloveitchik 20 years before. Okay. So maybe that's what it was over here. Chizkiah learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi 20 years before. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was around for a long time, I guess. So Chizkiah learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi probably 20 years before Rabbi Yechanan. And then Rabbi Yechanan learned by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So Rabbi Yechanan is both a Talmud of Chizkiah, who's a Talmud of his father, Rabbi Chiya, who is a Talmud of Rebbe, and he's also a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi directly. So that's what the Rif thinks, that we should really pass on like Rish Lakish over here. That's what it says in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Rif quotes that there are others who disagree. They hold, no, this is a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. And the Gemara said in Yevamah is Nach Tlamed Vav, that whenever there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, we assume the din is like Rabbi Yechanan. They voted, and the din is always like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases, there's not one of the three. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here? When the Braisa says, Tana Rabbana means that you're introducing a Braisa, where it says Gemara, so it says Tana Rabbana. So the Braisa says, if you give Eish, Masheni came to Eish, if you give an Eish to the Cheresh HaTvikotten, and the kid is Mazik with it, you're not Chayim. So that's a Machlekes of Yechem Ishlokish. Is that only if Masalo Gachelos, or even if Masalo Shalhevis? So Rabbi Yechanan is of the opinion that even Masalo shall have us also, because he assumes that the darker shall hacheru shall tvekotten, they don't want to mess around with the fire. Is that true? The children, Moshe Rabbeinu stuck his hand in the fire, no? Moshe Rabbeinu stuck his hand in the fire. And other children, some children understand not to fool around with fire, other children do not understand. So I would assume there's a yesh v'yesh, a different kinds of children. So, but that's the machlokes here, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan thinks, even if Masa lo shall have us, to the cheresh ha'tvikotten, the darker shall atinik is, he's not gonna fool around with the shall have us or with the gachelas. So if the kid makes a hezek, I'm not chayv. And we paskin like Rabbi Rish Lakish, that it's not so. If you gave him a gachelas, then you're not chayv. But if you gave him a shall have us, it's bari hazekah. So then the kid, the Cheresh HaTvikotten, bringing the Shalhebis to the Mokam HaHezek is like a Ruch Mitzuya. So we paskin like Rish Lakish in such a case, that the one is Moisa to him, is one is Poshe Bishmira Sa'esh, and he will be Chayef. But the Shorim Bor, you'll be, the Shorim Bor, everyone agrees that you'll be Chayef. That's how the Brisa says. If you give a Shorim Bor to the Cheresh HaTvikotten, you'll be Chayef. So the Gemara says, what kind of a shor bar is it? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the shalhevis, even masalah shalhevis, your putter, so the shor bar also means, again, according to Rabbi Yechanan, even masalah shalhevis is also putter. According to Rish Lakish, Masal Lashal Hevis is Chayiv. And the Brisa says, when you give him an Eish, you're Pater. So it must be the Brisa is talking, he gave him a Gachelis. So what's in the Reisha? That you're Chayiv. A Gachelis means it's a Dova Meshumar. So in the Reisha, he gave him a Shor, a Bar means the Bar is Mechusa, has a good Shmira, and the Shor is Mekushar. Meshor Kasha, Bar Mechusa. So then the Reisha says, "Viziko chayev." According to Rabbi Yechanan, why are you chayev? He gave him a shor Ashar kasha and a bar mechusa. Why are you chayev? So apparently, you're chayev because you should have realized that the chayev shah to be cut is going to fool around with the shah and the bar. The Gemara says, shah dak and the tuke, bar dak and the ture. So Tosis interprets, shah dak and the tuke. You should realize that the Cherishat Mekatlin is going to be Mekalkal over here. If you would have left the Shor Kosher and a Bar Mechusa, it's Meshumar. So then you wouldn't be Chayv if a Hezek occurs. But if you gave the Shor Kosher and the Bar Mechusa to a Cherishat Mekatlin, so it's Dakin and Tuke, Dakin and Ture, you made it worse. Because you gave it all to the Cherishat Mekatlin, you made it worse. That's what Tosis interprets. Rashi is problematic here. Rashi says it's going to fall in by itself. They say, so how is that called Mishumer? It has to be that it's a Shmira Ma'ayis over here. So there again, the Rif and the Rama both paskan like Rish Lakish over here because he's quoting Chizki. And what does he say? The difference between Masalo Gachelis as opposed to Masalo Shalevis. When the Brisa says Masalo Eish, the one who gives him the Eish, is not Chayiv, that means if he gave him Gachelis, he's not Chayiv. But if he gave him Shalevis, then he will be chayv, because the cherish out of a cotton is like a ruach metzuyah. Okay. Then the Gemara has Tana Rabbanan, the last seven lines or so. So we had earlier in the Perek, each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a quirk of a p'tur. So the Gemara said, Lehil Chaseim. What the Hil Chaseim? That Eish is potter on Tamman, and Boris potter on Kalim, and Karen is only Chatzin Nezik Migufa the first three times, and Shemiregel is Lepotra Bishusaram. Each one has a quirk. So this Brisa here, Tara Rabbanan, the last six, seven lines, is going to spell that out. Sometimes you have Chayme Bishar Mebibar, Chayme Bibar Mebishar, Chayme Beish Mebishar, Chayme Bishar Mebeish. Going to make a contrast between all the Ovis Nezikin and bring out each one has a certain quirk. So each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a chumra and has a kula, because each because of the psukim like that. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, there are two dinim that are machlokes hatanaim. Is it really true that Eish is potter on Tomen is a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah Nakoines? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eish is chayiv on Tomen. He doesn't believe in the din Eish is potter on Tomen. And Rabbi Yehuda also disagrees regarding that Boris Patran Kalim. He holds that Boris Chayvan Kalim. But we hold that that's a Ptur by Yesh, Patran Toman, and a Ptur by Boris, that Boris Patran Kalim. Yeah. What does it mean Kalim? Kalim does not only mean Kalim. Kalim means anything that's inanimate. It can walk on its own. So then the Boris is not considered a Takola for something that, let's say, you have food. Yeah, food. So the food gets ruined. So that's called Kalim. Whatever is not an animal that has automotion is in the category of Kalim. I'll be Pashtas. So the Brisa is listing off all the chumras and the kulas that each one has. Chum Mishar Mibar, Chum Mibar Mishar, Chum Mishar Mibar, Chum Shalom is a koifer. The Baal HaShor has to pay koifer because he needs a kapara. Why does he need a kapara? Because his shor did a maaser ritzicha. When a shor kills a human being, the Ramban al Atarah on Parshas Noach says, "Shofech dam ba'adam ba'adam dam mishofech kibetzalim okay masa sod." That it says, "Miyat kol chaya ed rishenu." What does it mean, "Miyat kol chaya ed rishenu"? So the Ramban says, an animal kills a human being. Animals are not bardas to say that we should hold them responsible to like tefillin and to keep the mitzvahs Atarah. The animal is not a bardas, but enough seichel an animal has to know not to kill a human being. Because Noach saved all the animals at the time of the Mabul and the Teva, so all the animals should have a sense of hakor satov to human beings. So if an animal kills a human being, that's called a maaser ritzicha. And the shor is chayiv misa. So that's what he says. When the shor kills an adam, if the shor kills a ben chorin, you pay kaifer. If the shor kills an eved, you pay shloshim shalevet. The Rambam writes, Shloshim Shalevet, he calls it Kaifer Ho Avodim. Kaifer is when you kill, when the Shor HaMod kills a Ben Chorin, and Shloshim Shalevet is when the Shor HaMod kills an Eved Kanani. So you only pay Kaifer and Shloshim Shalevet by Shor, because the animal did a Maisa Ritzicha. A boar didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha, it's a Mirshol. Someone lost his life, it was an accident, but Shor is not called an accident. Shor is called the Maisa Rid Sicha. So that's why only by Shor, Tan Rabbanon, Chayme B'Shor, Shasham Shalom Kofish Lashem Shalevin, because there was a Maisa Rid Sicha there. Digma Dina Asa Bahano, that's a din. The pasuk says Velo Yochalas B'Shor, right? So Gemara says Velo Yochalas B'Shor means that it's Asa Bahano. Yeah. When does it become Asa Bahano? That's a Machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam and all the other Rishayim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Shor Niskal is not Asa Bahano Mechaim. When the Bez makes the Gemara din, the Shor is not going to be Asa Bahano till they actually kill it. Or if you shecht it after Nigma Hadin, where's that Brisa? Here the bottom line on Mem Dalet on the base going over to the top of Mem Hey Omer Aleph. So it says Shor Shehemis, a Shor killed an Adam. So it's Achaloi Nigma Dino, before the Gmar Din, the Shor is not yet also Bano. So mechara mocher, if you sell it, the sale is valid. Egdisha mugdosh, if you magdush it, it's yours. But misha nigmadina, the second line from the top of Memhamed Aleph, after the bezin made a gemar din, you have to have agoras edus. You don't need hasra, shor is a lot bardas. You don't need hasra, but you have to have shnei edim testify. You need a bezin of chav gimel, just like you need chav gimel for a din in the parshas of Adam. So the first mishnah in Sereden says kemisas habaylim kach misas hashor. Just like Mises HaBailim needs Chav Gimel, so Mises HaShor also needs Chav Gimel. The Gemara has a suffix. What about Shor HaNiskal Shal Kain Gadol? If you want to be done the Kain Gadol of Mises, he needs Ayin Aleph. So the Shor HaNiskal of the Kain Gadol also needs Ayin Aleph. But he's saying, no, not Mises HaBailim. Just like human beings, just like Jewish human being, Anochri Ben Noach is Chai Mises Bein Echad Bedayin Echad. You don't need a bezna of chav gimel. You don't even need a bezna of three. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he's narek beid echad beidayin echad. Bezna of one is enough. One goy is enough. But by Yisrael, you need a bezna of 23 for did in the fashas of Yisrael. So a shor that belongs to Yisrael needs a bezna of 23. And the Gemara says sofik, if he's shorish al kain gadol, does he need ayin aleph? That's a sofik. There's a loshan atosefta. Where the Tosefta has a lashon that the Shorash of Kain Gadol is more important than you. What is he talking about? Why is he more important? So the Rogat Shavu suggested that's the pshat. Because to be done, Shorash of Kain Gadol, you need Ayin Aleph. And to be done, you, a human being, you only need Chav Gimel. So the Shorash of Kain Gadol is considered more important. To be done, the Shorash of Kain Gadol, you need the Bezna of Ayin Aleph. Okay. So it says over here, Mishenig Madino, after the Bezin, you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel, I have to make a Gmar Din on the Shor on this. Mishenig Madino, then it's also Bano, also Mechorein, and Mocha, Egdisha, and Mugdash. Why is Mechorein and Mocha? Because it's also Bano. Anything that's also Bano is either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusa. That's a Machloikas. There's a Sefer Marcheshas. You ever hear the Sefer Marcheshas? The author was Rapenach Egish. He was a dying with Reb Chaim Eisner in Vilna. He was older than Reb Chaim Eisner, and he outlived him. So the first essay in the Marcheshes is about this topic. Arisure Hanor, it's a topic in the Ran and Nedorim. The Ran and Nedorim has the Machlokes Arishonim. When you say something is Asa Banor, let's say Basa B'chalav is Asa Banor. So you lose your ownership, it's Eina Shaloi, or do you say no, it is Shaloi, but it's ain't a bishusa, l'may nafkemina. So l'may nafkemina, that's a famous discussion in the Noda Behuda, in the Chok Yankiv, and Hilchas Pesach. Let's say the parents are not observant, and the parents have chametz in their ownership. They don't sell the chametz to the goy. They have chametz in their ownership, and the parents die on Pesach. So chametz b'Pesach is also b'ano. So if you say Yisurei HaNoah, not shaloi, mamish not shaloi, so it doesn't go b'Yerusha to the children. The parents violate Bal Yerah by Matzeh Hakas Vasa Kilo Hu Shalom. The Gemara says Shnei Dvar Menem Bishusa Shalodem Son Hakas Vakila Hei Bishusa. Where is that? Also Chavtes on the base. Where was that? We saw that Mem. I think it's also Chavtes on the base. Where is it? Yeah, right in the middle. Omer Ablaza Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, one third of the way down. Achav Tesan Beis. Shnei Dvar Menim Bishusa Shalad Masan Kasegila Em Bishusa. Bar Bishusa Ram Chametz Bishay Shalos Alamayla. Chametz Anar Pesach Hefta Chatzais is also Bahanoa. So it means it's Ena Shaloi, or no. Ena Bishusa means it is Shaloi, but it's not, you don't have accessibility, because you're not allowed to use it. So whether you say it's Ena Shaloi, Ena Bishusa, that has an afkamina, whether it goes Birusha. Let's say the son is a Baal Tshuva, and the father dies on Pesach. So does he have to run immediately to burn the chametz in his father's Rishus, because it goes Birusha Tema? You say no. The father only had a Kinyan Iser on it. He didn't have a Kinyan Mom because of his Osab Anoy Iser Anoy Zainu Shaloi. Zainu Shaloi doesn't go Birusha. The only things that go Birusha is the father had a Kinyan Mom. If he only had a Kinyan Iser, it doesn't go Birusha. So that's two ways to read this Brisa. Achala Nigman Dina Macher Macher. Misha Nigman Dina Macher Aina Macher. Why can't you sell the Sharan Niskal after it's Nigman Dina? Because it's Asaba Anor, and Isur Anor, read Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusa. That's why you can't sell. But the top tesis there, Memhem and Allah quotes, Afila Rabbi Natam, the second line in the Tam tesis. This is the tesis on the first Mishnah in Zvachim in Perakola Tarubis. Kola Zvachim Mishen Isarvo. So the Rabbi Natam's sheet is quoted over there, since I hadn't appeared in base. Also, or here, Rabbi Kevega tells you, tesis Zvachim Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, right? That's where the same Rabbi Natam is, and it's also in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, Amud Beis, a big Tosis. So Rabbi Natam holds that the Shorah Niskal after Gemar Din is Mutabano Mechaim. It only becomes Asmano after the Skila, or after Yeshechted, after it's dead. When it's in a Madrega Basar, calls on the animal is alive is Mutabano. You need a Gemar Din, and then it should be dead. Then it's a Loyachal Es Basar, when it's called Basar. So the Shaila is according to Rabbi Natam that the Shoran Niskal, even after Gemar Din, is still Mutamano. So why does it say Mukhara and Mokhara, Higdish and Mukdush? It's not yet Asabano. So Tosfos asks the Kashim, Afilo the Rabbi Natam, the Meforish, the Michaim Loi Mitzer. Right, that's the Rabbi Natam and the Tosfos on the opening Mishnah in Zvachim Perak, called Zvachim Shin Sarvu. Yeah. So Tosfos says, Mukhara and Mokhara means you won't accomplish anything by selling it. The sale is valid, because it is mutabano. The sale is valid. But the Shoah Niskal is still going to get Misa. That's what it means. Mechor Eina Mocha, you don't accomplish anything. So that's what the Brisa mentions over here. The Choyma Bishor mi Bor. That if a person gets killed by the shor, that's a maisa ritzicha. When a shor kills a human being, it's a maisa ritzicha. And the bala shor has to pay kaifer and shloshim shalevet. And if it'll be nigma dina osavano, but by bor, there's no maisa ritzicha. So there's no such thing. Can't make a gma dina and the bor should be osavano. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue the chazara. Good. So Thursday I won't be able to say Shia. Sunday also I'll be out of town. Thursday and Sunday, that's where you're starting Chazor. Then next week also, I'm going out of town again for Shabbos. So I have to figure out what time I'm leaving on Thursday to see if I can give a Shia next Thursday. Okay?